Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. The International Herald Tribune reports that farmers in China, India, and Indonesia, Asia's three largest countries, are getting into biotech business in a big way, planting millions of acres. Biotechnology is the future. Ignore it at your own peril. For more information, visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. Although I'm not very optimistic about the new round of global trade negotiations, I am much more optimistic about negotiations of bilateral agreements. It is so difficult to get every country in the world to agree on a single plan to reduce duties, harmonize regulatory standards, and not get bogged down in an endless harangue about the environment and labor, even animal rights. However, country by country, we can and are making progress. We just concluded a free trade agreement with Chile. 85% of our trade will face zero import duties from day one. And once the agreement is fully implemented, all bilateral trade will be free of tariffs and quotas. The Chilean ambassador is just delighted, and so are we. U.S. Trade Ambassador Zalek opened free trade negotiations with the Central American countries of Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua. The first round of negotiations began in January. The objective is to complete the agreement by the end of the year. Our exports to Central America have jumped 42% in the past 6 years. An agreement will only serve to multiply that growth. Once we complete an agreement with Central America, we will have all of North America tied into a free trade structure. President Bush's vision is to include the entire Western Hemisphere. Chile is just the beginning in South America and sets the example for the rest. We should not conclude that all the action is in this hemisphere. Egypt is knocking on our door. Egypt already has an agreement with Europe. And Egypt is a net importer of grain. We don't want to forfeit that business to the Europeans. Since the United States is such a huge market, I would expect countries all over the world to be standing in line to cut a deal with us. That should be good news for the United States, and especially for the U.S. farmer and rancher. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.